The country's biggest bulk wine supplier has begun turning gigantic flexi bags into plastic fence posts. But the fence post maker who recycles the plastic says much more could be done and other importers should get on board. Phil Pennington reports.
It's a plastic fantastic product life cycle. Take a huge heavy-duty plastic bag used to transport 24 tonnes of wine and turn it into a post used to hold up grapevines. That's what importer Hillebrand has spent months trying to set up and now succeeded with a small factory run by Waiuku company FuturePost taking the bags.
They've been pestering us for a little while to get this done.
Managing Director and ex-farmer Jerome Winslick says it's a straightforward process.
That's the other part of what's great about here is we don't have to put everything through a wash plant. We didn't really have any problem apart from the size of them. We just had to manually cut them into smaller pieces because they are quite large.
Hillebrand exports as well as imports wine. The 3,000 massive bags it sends overseas are recycled, but it's struggled with the 700 bags coming into the country. Other importers have been turning a blind eye as the big bags were dumped in landfills after just a single use. Jerome Winslick aims to recycle all 700 of Hillebrand's bags, but wants the government to do more to help meet the urgent recycling demand and provide COVID recovery jobs.
All I know is that it'd be bloody great if we did have a bit of a hand because we could expand a bit quicker than what we already are. We have applied a couple of times for waste minimisation funding and we have been denied. I don't know why. It's a little bit confusing as to why we don't get a bit more support.
The Waste Minimisation Fund has other critics. Chris Copplestone is another who got no backing, in his case for a tyre recycling scheme that recovered 99% of the materials in pilot trials. Instead, $16 million went to Fletcher subsidiary Golden Bay Cement that plans to begin burning up to 60% of the country's waste tyres at its kiln next year. Chris Copplestone says the Waste Minimisation Fund plays it too safe.
It does appear to me that it is simply a fund that is more targeted at big companies rather than targeted at innovative solutions. My guess is the government's so scared of giving an award to a company which then falls over and then being politically blamed.
This year, the Waste Minimisation Fund awarded $12 million to 23 applicants. Applications were assessed by an independent panel. The Environment Ministry hasn't released the winners' names yet, but says the 2020 round focused on essential services such as food recovery, distribution and recycling, and projects to create jobs. FuturePost did not get funding. Mō te hōtaka o te ata, ko Phil Pennington, tēnei.